This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heard from the Spice Girls a lot this week. I don't know why that is. Carol, why have we heard so much from the Spice Girls? Because they're so friendly, and this is such a friendly radio program, we decided to mix and match. What's going on with the Spice
Girls?
The
gods speaking to us.
The gods are and the Spice Girls gods, no doubt. Doug Steffen at 7 past the hour, Thursday the 14th of July. So one of the, I don't want to use the term star, but one of the people most focused or in focus is the Dallas police chief in all of this business in the last week or so. His name is David Brown. And yesterday we were talking about how he had encouraged some of those who were protesting to step up. You want to serve? You want to have some say in what's going on? Then call us. We're having a time here. We are hiring, so come tell us that you're interested. And a lot of people apparently took that message to heart, as you hear, and this overview.
Don't be a part of the problem. We're hiring. We're hiring. Get off that protest line and put an application in.
Following the deadliest attack on U.S. police since 9/11, Dallas Police Chief David Brown encouraged protesters to step in and join the department. And it appears many took his message to heart. Just hours after Brown's news conference ended, a post on the Dallas Police Department recruiting Facebook page thanked people for their interest in applying. WFAA reports the department's recruiting team has received a flood of calls, and potential applicants have sent the team messages and arrived in person to learn more. The reported influx of interest is a good thing for a department that has struggled to recruit in recent years. The Dallas Morning News points out this could be because nearby cities offer much more attractive salaries for their officers. Officer recruitment certainly isn't just an issue for Dallas. Cities across the nation have struggled to bring in new staff amid ever-tightening budgets and increasing tensions. But in the wake of the targeted violence in Dallas, the chief's leadership has been lauded nationally, and his officers have been hailed as heroes.
When the bullets started flying, the men and women of the Dallas police, they did not flinch, and they did not react recklessly. They showed incredible restraint.
They did, and it's a good lesson. It does seem that there is, well, there are always lessons in things like this, aren't there? 888-302-3684, email to Doug at DougSteffen.com, or you can follow us, The Constant Conversation, Twitter, at Good Day Show. What message did you hear loud and clear? What are we learning from all of this? Is there really something different going on now? The fact that former President Bush joined President Obama and the police chief at the memorial the other day to honor those officers seemed to be something that got a lot of attention as well, because there is, no matter how you look at it, there are tensions that are going to continue, not only in Dallas, other places in Texas, places in the Midwest, places all over the country. As a matter of fact, these Black Lives Matter protests have been increasing around the world. I'd like to scratch out black and just say lives matter, all human life. All life matters, no, just human life. And people say that simplifies this too much. I don't know whether it does or it doesn't. One of the things that you find during times like this is the good stuff that comes out. I don't know if you saw, Kara, Kara Schillen is here at the controls with me in Washington, the story about the six dogs that came into Dallas to provide comfort to the families of the slain police, co-workers in the police department. They are golden retrievers. They came from the Lutheran Church Charities in Illinois, which also provided dogs for other tragedies. They sent some dogs down to Orlando for the nightclub massacre there. They sent dogs to Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut for the shooting there. They sent dogs to the Boston Marathon after the blow. And I mean, just think about it that way. How many of these things do we have? They have trained these dogs. Some of them are the same. But there's a picture, we ought to post this on Twitter, of these dogs. They're just the cutest, what you expect to see when you see golden retrievers.
I didn't hear about this, but there's just something, it's so simple, but it's such a good solution, because there's nothing quite like just being able to sit there with a cute dog that just, even if the dog has never seen you before, doesn't know you, it's going to love you, and there's nothing quite like that feeling.
Yeah, no, it's a very cool feeling, as a matter of fact. It's not unlike what happens with, there are horse therapies that are used for some of the soldiers that are having problems with post-traumatic stress disorder. I was trying even on my farm to find a way to use cows, and I think we actually found a way to use cows, but any kind of animal that you can use, because most of the time people misunderstand. If you haven't been raised around dogs, for example, often there's fear associated with it. It's just the way society is today. There's so much fear associated with so much in society. Oh, a big dog, I'm afraid. My grandson is a year and a half. He was brought up with the dogs that my daughter had, and he's not afraid of them. They knock him down. They lick him. He grabs them, and they look at him, and they say stop, and he stops. So as a result of that, when he meets other dogs or other big animals, he's not afraid. Although there is a picture that we have, I think, on the Twitter page or Facebook page of me and my grandson in the car a couple of weeks ago on my farm when Daisy the cow stuck her head through the window of the car, and he wasn't quite sure what to make of that.
Yeah, I was not raised with animals. I didn't have any pets when I was growing up, and so there weren't any dogs around. But big dogs are so, I like big dogs much better than little dogs. Mm-hmm. And I think I've just come to realize that most of the time, dogs are not dangerous, and they'll only do something to you if you're threatening them or if they've been in a bad situation with other humans. So it's not the dogs themselves that are bad or dangerous. It's what people make them to be. And it's the same as, you know, with humans. You put them in a bad situation or you treat them badly and they're going to react.
That's exactly right. We are what we're exposed to in our environment. Back to George Bush for a second. He said a couple of things that I thought were noteworthy. Quote, at times it seems like the forces pulling us apart are stronger than the forces binding us together. That wasn't unlike what Obama said. We don't have as many divisions as you think we have, or we're not as divided as you think we are. Bush also said, arguments turn too easily into animosity. Disagreement escalates into dehumanization. Too often we judge other groups by the worst examples while judging ourselves by our best intentions. There have been a lot of variations of this which have appeared online before. They went viral, Twitter, Facebook. These reminders, I think, are reminders that we need. And too often, he said, we judge other groups by their worst examples, but judge ourselves by our best intentions. I wanted to underscore that. What are your best intentions? And do you judge? We are, for whatever the reason, I learned this the hard way. I don't think I'm particularly judgmental, but I find myself every once in a while saying to the people that I care about, we are not to be that judgmental, because it's easy. It's really easy to be judgmental. There's no question that it's easy to be judgmental. But then at the end of the day, what do you have? You have a reason to not like or not get along, and that's not the way it works well, especially when there are as many people on the planet. And you can look and see all of the problems that come pretty much because we have too many people, and we don't have inspired leadership. We don't lead ourselves well anymore. We're too dependent on all of the devices around. We became too dependent. My generation and my father's generation after World War II, we sort of, there's a coddling that has gone on that everybody, you know, there's a difference between listening to people, understanding what they're saying, and being influenced by the things that are going on to the negative. I think thinking about things, that's what we're not doing too much of. We're not thinking, we're just acting. And that's not always helpful. At least I don't think it is. But there are lessons. How long will these lessons stay with us? I guess it depends on all of us together collectively. It'd be interesting to see how things happen work out at the Republican convention in Cleveland. Speaking of that, a couple of notes of interest in our 2020 News Quiz question coming up next here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
60 Seconds to a Better Life. You're listening to Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith has some advice for young people. Mind your own business.
Live your own life. People spend so much time in vicarious living. You know, my neighbor in New York was Lindsay Lohan. How many millions of hours were spent people reading about Lindsay Lohan, and Lindsay got drunk and she had a car wreck? And to the degree you can get young people to focus on, what do I want to become? Who do I want to be? How can I live my own life and not get lost in the lives of movie stars, athletes, gossip?
Maureen's no dummy, and neither are her guests on Doing What Works. It's her goal to find people who are energetic, fun, and who know how to provide answers to life's problem areas. We're glad you could join us today. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
A Budweiser, America, and Florida-Georgia Line.
I still remember our first big show. Budweiser's in the air, and hearing the crowd sing our song.
That's when it really feels like America is in our hands.
And when I'm holding a nice cold Budweiser that says America on the front.
That too.
Cheers. This Bud's for you.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
I'm Doug Steffen. It's 19 after the hour. Our 2020 news quiz question, focusing on an event that took place last night. The television, I don't know what there was on TV that was of much value last night. I don't spend much time watching TV, but I know the ESPYs were on, and a lot of the NBA All-Stars were unified in a message. So the 2020 News Quiz question is, what was the message? 888-302-3684 for a copy of Maria Trilogy's book that is fabulous. As a matter of fact, I was talking to her last night, and she was telling me about a call she got from a listener in Kansas who had won one of these books, and he was determined after he read the book to find her to get her advice on some things because she's an advice giver. I thought it was good. He actually did find her. It is an office in San Pedro, California, so it's not that difficult to find her. But I thought it was kind of cute. He was that interested that he went to the trouble to call her and chat with her about some things. So anyway, that's maybe as inspired as you can get when you call us at 888-302-3684. You get a chance at winning the book. The question is, what did the NBA All-Stars who appeared on stage last night at the ESPYs call for? They were very specific, and many of them had the same thing to say. So what was it? What did they call for? 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG. Doug Steffen at 21 after the hour.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Joining us now is a cosmetic dermatologist. Her name, Dr. Annie Chu, and her focus is you and your legs. All right, so I want Victoria to look at her legs. I want Jennifer to look at her legs. I want Karen to look at her legs. I'm actually looking at my legs. I guess when it comes down to the brass tacks, Dr. Chu, one wonders. I have big calves and big, sort of big muscles in my legs. And I wonder if it's the same emphasis for men as it is for women when it comes to keeping your legs good looking. And how do we use as a definition for good looking legs?
Well, I think for women, definitely toned, well-shaved, well-groomed legs are really important, especially in the summertime when we're rocking short shorts or wearing bathing suits. I think everyone needs to feel confident and healthy in their skin and just have those legs, have a beauty routine, really, for your legs.
All right. So this isn't for men, then. We ought to just focus. Let's just put men out of the picture and just focus on women. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think for this particular tip, I would probably do that.
What, shaving your legs?
This is good for you guys to know what we go through, though.
Well, that's part of it. Yeah, right, exactly.
Our routines are intense. And
it's true. The routines are complex, and you guys need to know how much time it takes to look so great in those legs.
Right.
All right, so let's talk about this from the dermatological point of view, because you are a dermatologist. What are the things that we think about? For men, think about shaving, it's our face. And what happens when we shave them, sometimes when it's hot, especially in the summertime, I don't know if it's acne that develops, you have pimples and roughness and that sort of thing. Does the same thing befall a woman shaving her underarms or her legs?
Well, actually, a lot of the tips are applicable to shaving the face or the legs. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the first steps we recommend on the legs is exfoliating the skin. And that works on the face, too. You want to do that so that you can get the skin a little bit softer and help to pop the hair up.
How do you do that? What do you use to exfoliate? There are all kinds of cleansers and appliques that you can use. What do you use?
Yeah, I prefer something gentle. You can just use a washcloth with a little exfoliating cleanser. something with like glycolic lactic acids in it, that's a great way to kind of just exfoliate the leg and get the hairs to pop up so you can get a closer, better
shave. Do you do that, Jennifer? Do you do that, Victoria?
I actually shave, and you can tell me if this is a bad thing to do, but I actually shave with a sugar, like a sugar scrub. So I exfoliate and then shave that off.
Right. So the sugar scrub is great for exfoliating, but the one thing that might not be as good is that sugar scrubs are going to dull your razor just because of the fine granules of sugar.
They do.
It's going to make the razor more dull. So you're probably better off maybe doing the exfoliation and then following it with something like a Skintimid shave gel, which allows you to see exactly where you're shaving, which is nice so you don't miss any like little problem areas. And it also does things like allow you to get a closer shave and keeps the blade sharp. So that way you don't, you're not shaving with a dull blade, which is, you know, more likely to lead you ingrown.
I go through a lot of razors, so that's a good tip. Yeah.
Ingrown hairs. All right, what do you do, Victoria?
I actually shave with conditioner. I've found that I don't even need to moisturize afterwards. Mm-hmm.
So, well, very, very, very common for people to pick up the body wash or the skin conditioner or hair conditioner just for that slip and glide. And it does give you a little bit of glide, but again, because those products aren't formulated specifically for shaving, they build up on the blades.
So where do we go for more information about the right way to do it?
You can always go to skintimid.com for more information.
Skintimid.
But, yeah, pick up a little bit of a shaving gel and a nice silky razor, and you will have smooth legs off.
Skintimid.
Yeah,
all right, ladies, there you go. You write it down. Skintimid. That's the info. Dr. Annie Chu, a dermatologist with ideas on how to take care of your legs in the summertime.
Could a global organic agriculture model be the ultimate food production system? Exploring the idea further today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
The International Panel of Experts on Sustainable Food Systems was started in 2014 by the Daniel and Nina Carasso Foundation to explore the concept of sustainable food production on a global scale. One of the panelists is Dr. Emile Frisson.
If you convert the entire production of the world into organic agriculture and assume that in industrialized countries you will have 8% less and that in developing countries you would have 80% more, you will actually produce 57% more calories than what is actually available today. And we know that we are producing more than is needed because of the waste, etc.
More in my next show. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Who's drinking whiskey? I've actually never had a drop, a swig. Have you ever had any whiskey, Kara?
Yeah, but I don't like it very much. But it's 5 o'clock somewhere. I'm sure somebody's drinking it.
Yeah, our friends listening in Guam, I mean, they're into happy hour over there. This is a, I don't know, we consider this to be happy hour, but there's some good that's tied with the not-so-good, and that's our focus here. 888-302-3684. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen, going through some of the items of interest today in detail, in depth. Our 2020 news quiz question is a focus on the ESPY Awards last night, where some of the NBA stars decided that they would make a statement. So to get a copy of Maria the Trilogy's book, Life is Good When You Do the Work, tell us what the message was from these players at the ESPY Awards. That was quite an interesting. There's some writing about it in a couple of newspapers today, and certainly a lot of comments online. I'm following a Twitter what do we call it? A thread, right, Kara? It's a thread, a Twitter thread that focuses on American culture and what these guys think we ought to be doing. So, if you know what they said at the ESPYs, you saw the ESPYs last night, you maybe have seen the information this morning, or you just want to look it up, you got till 20 before the hour to call us at 888-302-3684 to tell us what it was that these combined the minds of these NBA stars at the ESPYs last night. What do they have? What's their message? 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, the message from the United States is not so good when it comes to the Chinese and their hacking. Apparently, spies from China have been hacking into computers at the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. They've been doing it for years, and the American government once again covering it up, or at least trying to cover it up. There was a congressional investigation that found out about it that now has just been published. The House Science, Space, and Technology Committee released the report yesterday, and here's basically what the report presents.
Hackers hit nearly every federal government agency in the United States. 4 million federal employees, both current and former, may have had their personal information stolen, and experts say it goes well beyond the realm of identity theft. The hackers also may have been trying to map the networks of federal agencies. The U.S. State Department says maintaining cybersecurity isn't exactly easy. U.S. intelligence officials think they can trace the breach to the Chinese government, but a spokesman from the Chinese embassy in Washington objected to that assertion, saying Chinese laws prohibit cybercrimes of all forms and, quote, jumping to conclusions and making hypothetical accusation is not responsible and counterproductive.
All right. So why do we get surprised, or why do we get angry? Why do we get worked up? Why don't we just do the same thing to them? Or are we, and we just don't know it? I wonder if there's a story in the Chinese press today that says, you know, the Americans are spying into our banks or hacking into our infrastructure. Come on. You think the United States isn't doing that? We say, oh, these damn Chinese, look at what they're doing to us. They're horrible. They're terrible. We would never do anything like that. Of course we would. And we do. But it's okay if we do it. Not good if they do it. I don't know whether I may be a little bit too dramatic with that, but more or less that's what's going on. So it's much ado about nothing. Is it or isn't it? Speaking of much ado about nothing, is it or isn't it? How many people are concerned about Donald Trump's announcement that his vice president will be da-da-da-da-da-da? Who will it be? Spence from New Jersey? I mean, from Indiana? Christie from New Jersey, the Newt Gingrich influence. See, I think of those three, Christie needs to do something else. He's not a good vice presidential candidate. Pence is a horrible, I think he's just awful as a candidate. Newt Gingrich, I think, helps Trump work things through and out. But what would be wonderful, maybe there's a surprise here. Maybe Trump's good at faking a pass. So maybe that all these people who have been vetted by his family and the people on his staff aren't really the players at all. If Trump were really smart, and I think in many ways he is, if he were really smart, he wouldn't choose a man. He would go find a well-known Republican woman who has had success in business. It would be a little difficult for Carly Fiorina to show up twice as a vice president candidate. She was vice president candidate for with Cruz, right? So that didn't go anywhere. I don't think they particularly like each other anyway. But Kelly Ayotte, who is a senator from New Hampshire, is often mentioned. Are there Republican governors, women who are Republican governors, who are progressive? What he needs is somebody who isn't like him at all. Some woman who will shine, who will work within, who has a woman who has the same qualities as Newt Gingrich in terms of being able to get political things done, but softens the blow a little bit. That's what I would recommend. What about you? What do you think? Who would be a good choice for Trump's vice president? Now, tomorrow apparently we'll know what that is, whether it'll make a difference or not under the circumstances. Who knows? Here's some good news. If you work at Starbucks, the CEO of Starbucks, a fellow named Howard Schultz, yesterday in a press conference said that Starbucks is going to be restructuring its compensation plan for people who work in their stores, and that includes the management. Here's the story behind that story.
Starbucks Corp will raise wages of all workers in the U.S. stores this year, days after being accused by employees of extreme cutbacks in work hours at its U.S. cafes. The world's biggest coffee chain will increase the base pay for all U.S. workers and store managers at company-operated stores by at least 5% from October 3rd. Chief Executive Howard Schultz said in a letter to employees on Monday, Starbucks will also double the annual stock reward to hourly employees who have worked at company-operated stores for at least 2 years. Combined, the steps will result in a wage hike of 5 to 15% for all employees at company-operated stores, Starbucks said. Starbucks had about 150,000 employees at company-operated stores in the United States as of September 27.
All right, good news. How many people have worked in a Starbucks or a Dunkin' Donuts? Or is it any different in a Starbucks than working at McDonald's? Is it a level up? If you had to work in that scene, Kara, would you think it would be better to work in a Starbucks or a McDonald's, or wouldn't make any difference? Are they all the same?
Probably a Starbucks. It's a little less greasy, I think.
There's a way to make a choice. It's a little less greasy.
Well, I've also heard most people that work there, and I mean, I guess they're not super content right now if they're getting a pay raise, but from what I've seen, most people there seem to be a bit more content than those at McDonald's.
Well, that's a sign of the times, it would seem. It does. It seems like a different culture of people going into Starbucks for whatever the reason. In a moment, the answer to our 2020 news quiz question. This is the good day, early morning discussion in depth of some of the things that's on, hopefully, the minds of a lot of people listening. That's the idea, get more people interested. Therefore, we have more listeners. Therefore, we can charge more for advertising, just like this.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return? Guaranteed safe. I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe, safe, safe. commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
Cold weather slows your battery down, but if it's hot enough to cook breakfast on your hood, your battery could be toast. So pick up a Napa Legend battery today, and you'll get a $15 rebate Visa card by mail. That's 15 bucks back and a new battery in case your old one gets fried. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, some exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/16.
CVS Pharmacy has over 9,000 locations, and now we're inside Target. So whether you're at home, work, or on vacation, CVS Pharmacy is nearby. We could pull up all your details and prescriptions at any of our locations across the country. So wherever you are, we are. And now the pharmacy you trust is in the store you love. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's a bit of a square, which is not to say it sits at home practicing the clarinet. This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's square on the outside and bold on the inside. A cup that dares to mix crunchy bits of Butterfinger right into its creamy, smooth, peanut buttery goodness. A cup that grabs life by the wrapper and says, yeah, life, give me more of your crispity, crunchity Butterfinger bits. Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
The Good Day program, now 46 past the hour. No one has the right answer, so rather than prolong the agony, here's the story, behind the story in terms of what I was asking regarding the ESPYs last night. It connected the people who were on the stage, connected themselves to this recent wave of police shootings, race-related shootings, the killing of Alton Sterling in Louisiana, police killing of this fellow Castile in Minnesota, shooting deaths of five police officers in Dallas. So there are cases of increased political consciousness, and usually, at least what I've heard in the past week, has been mostly they are black athletes that are speaking out with understanding. Members of the WNBA team from Minnesota have made some statements, donning Black Lives Matter T-shirts, caused four off-duty police officers to walk off the job at the place where the games were being played. But a lot of other athletes are weighing in public statements about the continued violence, the diminishment of black lives in American culture. I don't agree with these statements necessarily. They're just the focus on black lives, the focus on all life. We've cheapened life. So anyway, Carmelo Anthony spoke out about it last night. LeBron James, Chris Paul, Dwayne Wade all were on stage to open the ESPY Awards last night with a call for athletes to not shy away from making bold political statements against violence and support of black lives. Okay, so that's good as far as it goes, but it doesn't go far enough. At least in my opinion, it doesn't go far enough. Again, it needs to, if you really want to bring people together, the Black Lives Matter, the effort of consciousness that it brings about is, it's good. It's not bad, but it diminishes the other people who are players in this game. The rhetoric sometimes becomes angry. Is it just black people who are having a tough time? Well, it seems with white police officers that may be the case. And you can point to any number. We go back to Ferguson and point to that. And any number of cases in between, there are way too many of them. And yes, in many circumstances, like the Dallas police chief, who's a black guy, he has brought calm and intelligence to the conversation. And I don't feel like there's this group versus that group. I think, although well-intentioned, these basketball players, whether they're men or women, are not helping the situation. They may think they are, but under the circumstances, you know as well as I do, that there are a lot of people who are racially prejudiced, and they resent hearing something like Black Lives Matter. So we know that Black Lives Matter. We know that all lives matter. I believe that all life matters. It doesn't make any difference whether you're a human being or an animal. Look at the way some of these people treat animals. I mean, is it that you could point the finger if you want to really start some trouble at the number of black athletes who have disregarded the lives of animals? Look at Michael Vick. And I mean, I can go through, I'm sure if I did some quick research, I could come up with a dozen athletes who have abused and hurt animals horribly. So, you know, it isn't about color. It's about respect for life, period. End of story, in my book, anyway. 10 minutes for the hour here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Say woof, Warren. Woof.
So his first word is what?
Woof. Yes, it may have been. Well, he's been around the dogs all his life. He's not afraid of any dog. I got a great story. Warren Eckstein is here, who won an award last Saturday night for being the coolest cat in town. Literally and figuratively, Warren has been supporting efforts to save dogs. The shelters that are all around Los Angeles have all benefited from Warren's help over the years. This was a specific one, so he got an award from these folks. Well deserved. I was happy. Thank you for inviting me. I was happy to be there. I enjoyed meeting your nephew, who is in Smallville. What else is he in, though?
He's in Smallville for 7 years. He played on Lex Luthor. Now he has a new show on TV Land, second season, called Impastor.
Impastor.
Yeah, instead of Imposter, Impastor, where he plays a pastor that's not really a pastor.
Really? Which is a great show. And by the way, Warren, he was phenomenal as Lex Luthor on Smallville.
He was 8 years. He had to shave his head for eight
yeah.
years.
He was phenomenal on that show.
But
all
right,
of his hair grew back nicely.
It did.
He plays a pastor and he's Jewish? How's that? That's pretty good acting, isn't it?
Oh, boy.
That's television.
Saggy.
What? What's wrong with that? That was an observation on my part, and I think it was a good, interesting observation. But he's a good kid. I enjoyed him. And
it was a lot of fun.
It was his brother was with him, right? The other
his brother Eric is also with him. Also works in the production business and restaurant business as well.
Yeah, right. But it was nice.
You're always bigger than me. It's really bugging me, Doug.
You'll be okay, Warren. Anyway, Warren deserves the award for 30 some odd years. Been on the air with a pet show. He's here every week and every day actually on this program. Give us helpful tips and tell stories about animals. So we'll get to those in just a moment.
Attention listeners of this station, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited? Are you receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. Be aware that the IRS has the ability to seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your pension, Social Security check, or bank account. Don't let that happen to you. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call 800-245-4384 and talk with our professional team to get your free and confidential evaluation. Special programs are available to resolve your IRS debt and give you the second chance and fresh start you're entitled to and deserve. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. You need help. You need a team that's on your side. Experts who will work with the IRS to stop the threatening letters, negotiate a resolution, and make the nightmare go away. We have helped thousands. Let us help you. Call now for your free and confidential evaluation. 800-245-4384. 800-245-4384. 800-245-4384.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Warren Eckstein is here, the pet expert, the intruder report from Australia. Vicky and Michelle came home to find something lounging on their bed, wrapped up in a blanket. It wasn't a robber. It was a koala bear who had come into their house through the doggy door. What do you suppose we would do if we're... And the reason I tell you the story is because this morning when I get up, I left all the doors open to my house here on the beach in Santa Monica. And I'm getting up to go on the air, and I'm going to the bathroom, and I'm looking down, and I see something crawling around. And I'm thinking, hey, what the hell is this? So all the doors are open, all the windows are open, because it's a nice warm night. Some kind of, it wasn't a cat, but some that looked like a cat had come in and was nosing around. And I'll tell you something, if you don't think that brought me up with a start.
Something that looked like a cat, but it wasn't a cat.
Yeah,
what was it?
I don't know.
Let's
what it was.
Let's go back to the fact that you're sleeping in Santa Monica with your doors open. Yeah.
Well.
What's the matter with you? You're lucky it wasn't a dude that was crawling around your bathroom, right?
Okay. All right. As long as we're with the cats.
Yes.
The Larry the Cat is the only thing staying on 10 Downing Street. Everything else is changing. The new lady who's coming in, the chief executive officer, apparently has a chief mouser to deal with. There are a lot of rodents in that building at 10 Downing Street, so they've had a cat there for a long time, Warren.
I think it's a great idea. You know, there's a lot of hotels in New York, some famous hotels, that the Algonquin, for example, a famous Algonquin hotel.
Yeah.
They've had cats living there for years and years and years, I guess, to keep the rodent population under control, but also to kind of smooth and calm down some of the people that stay there as well.
Really? What a great idea. Congratulations to Warren Eckstein. It's 59 past the hour.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.